Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello all of you beautiful people, Jules here for WhatCulture.com, and if there's one thing that is sure to piss off gamers all across the globe, it is releasing a video game that doesn't feel quite right to play. Whether it's incredibly inaccurate gunplay or platforming that just feels too slidey or loose, bad input recognition can completely derail the immersion and overall quality of a video game. However, even worse than this are the rare examples of a game that mechanically has all of the right controls and responses, but features video game protagonists that simply refuse to do what you bloody tell them. So let's take a look at them. As I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are 8 video game heroes that refuse to do what you told them. Number 8, Lester the Unlikely. Now to be clear, I loathe Lester the Unlikely. Not the game, that is, which is at times very funny and a pretty well-constructed romp for the most part, but the character of Lester himself. For a start, his reason for going on this adventure in the first place resulted from him feeling a little bit sleepy after reading some comics down at the dock, as you do. Yet, this terrible introduction pales in comparison to how this bastard actually plays, or more specifically, how he refuses to play along. Is there an enemy in front of you? Well, you best be prepared to see Lester refuse to go near it and wrestle control away from the player as he decides to run away. Is that ledge slightly too high for him? Well, don't you worry, because Lester will let you know constantly as he whimpers and whines before taking an arduously long time to climb down. It's an utter chore to fight against a character who doesn't want to be a hero, and it's made even worse when he constantly overrides the player's inputs to be an utter coward. Number 7, Pac-Man. So when people think of Pac-Man, they likely think of either the arcade glory days where the little yellow pellet muncher cleaned up big time with critical praise, and indeed when it came to players' wallets, or the glorious return to form that was Pac-Man Championship Edition DX, where he once again reminded the world that the pursuit of points was just as powerful as even the most immersive epic yarn. In these games, every moment counted, every action needed to be planned out in advance, and split-second reactions flooded the game with a tense, exhilarating atmosphere. So with this in mind, what the fuck was going on with Pac-Man 2 The New Adventures? For a start, the game was now a point-and-click adventure game, and secondly, you weren't even playing as Pac-Man himself. Instead, you took the role of an omnipresent viewer whose only interaction with the world was firing a slingshot at obstacles or power-ups to Pac-Man himself in order to influence the events on screen. It was your job to help Pac-Man go on his mighty quest to, go get milk for his kid. But the problem was is that this bastard never listened to your advice. Routinely, Pac-Man would refuse to stop in locations that you were telling him to, or ignore requests to interact with objects that you placed for him, and worse still, could sometimes just turn to the camera and just have a go at you. I'm trying to help you, mate. Why are you getting angry at me? Number 6, Leisure Suit Larry. Now this is a truly strange example, as in Leisure Suit Larry 7 Love for Sale, Larry isn't actually the only main character of this narrative, as all of his actions are narrated by an unseen voice, and this isn't just some passive disembodied voice, as the narrator actually steps in to prevent puzzles from being solved. Across your pitiful sex venture, Larry will often come up against some bizarre problems that need to be solved in even more bizarre ways. And while the solution might appear simple sometimes, the narrator may indeed get in the way to tell you, you don't need to do this, or not right now, making for the strange case where Larry himself seems pretty keen to move things along, but the narrator doesn't. Therefore, this is more of an example of a video game hero being prevented from even being told what to do in the first place, which admittedly isn't as catchy a list title. Number 5. Travis Grady. When it comes to survival horror games, sometimes rational thinking is overridden and players and their protagonists end up making some pretty dumb decisions. However, in most examples, it's nothing that can't just be fixed by the player stealing their nerves and thinking to themselves, maybe defecating myself and running shrieking into a room with only one exit wasn't the best idea. Yet in the case of Travis Grady, the main protagonist from Silent Hill Origins, we are presented with a situation so incredibly dumb that it's honestly shocking. So we all know that Silent Hill is the last place that anyone would want to end up, and likely the first thing that we want to do if we found ourselves in the fog capital of the world is get the hell out of there. But not our Travis, who despite witnessing a monster-infested hospital, wants to continue on his journey to check if a badly burned woman is still alive. Now while this is admittedly noble, it's also incredibly dumb. You've literally just seen monsters emerge from the nether, and your response when asked to leave the hospital is a flat no. Even worse is when you resolve this point and he continues to stick around the town, telling the player at every point when offered a clear exit that he can't go that way. Yes, you can, friend. You're just being an arse about it. Number 4. The Sole Survivor. If there's one thing that the Fallout games love more than letting players shoot horrible mutated monsters in the face with rather disturbing detail, it's giving those same players a myriad of choices when it comes to role-playing. With different builds, you can create an intellectual genius who only uses lasers to scorch enemies into dust, or a heavy-handed barbarian who wields nothing but a stop sign in battle. The same freedom of choice was also reflected heavily in the early entries' approach to dialogue, letting players often resolve situations with clever and sometimes downright humorous ways. Then Fallout 4 came along and boiled all of these nuanced responses down into just 4 options. Ooh, that still hurts, that one. Making matters even more grating was the fact that the game only gave you hints as to what your character might say in response, making for situations where you knew what you wanted to say, but would be completely unable to enact thanks to the limited choices. As a result, players would often find themselves losing karma, favor with other characters, and even engaging in unwanted conflicts, all because the game, and indeed the character, refused to do what you wanted them to. Number 3. Arthur Dent. If your heart is of a weak persuasion, then I encourage you, nay, I order you to stay away from the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy video game, as playing it will likely give you a cardiac arrest. To call this title infuriating is kind of like saying that Gilbert Gottfried talking with his mouth full on an ASMR stream would be slightly annoying, as no matter what you try to do in this game, be it get out of bed, pick up an object, or just simply exist, the title makes things about as arduous as possible for you. You can't do that. You already are. I don't understand. These are the types of internal battles that you'll have just trying to put on your bloody dressing gown. And in a game that requires you to survive situations much, much more difficult than this, you'll likely be tearing the screen apart in frustration before too long. Therefore, the last thing that you'd want to experience is both the game and Arthur Dent staunchly refusing to do what you tell them. In one absolutely abysmal section, you need to enter an engine room of a spaceship, yet Mr. Dent says that he feels like this would be a bad idea. Cheers, mate. Well, I actually need to get in there, so one of us is going to need to budge on the subject. It turns out that the only way to actually enter the room is to keep asking him to go in, and after a while, the game will give up and say, go on then. Imagine scouring the ship for an actual solution and then finding out that this was the real answer. Infuriating. Number 2. Mike Dawson. Oh, Mike Dawson, never have I met a playable character so hilarious, deranged, and downright useless in all my life. Coming from the alarmingly surreal video game series Darkseid, poor old Mike here has found himself embroiled with secret alien invasions twice over and done his best to fight back with all of the tools at his disposal. Well, unless the solution to the problem in question requires standing up to people, moving objects, or lifting much more than a finger. A real hero. For example, there's a very sick clown in Darkseid 2 that needs some medication, which is located in a box about 15 feet away. Now, normally we'd question why the bloke can't get it himself, but remember, he is very sick and possibly can be excused for fear of fainting. So what does Mike do? Well, he finds the box, realizes that there's a comedic anvil on top of it, and then refuses to even touch it. No reason as to why, it's just not on his agenda today. And if you try and search the rest of the area for other clues, he refuses again. again, stating that he doesn't want to move anything just in case he gets a splinter or a spider bite. I'm sorry, what? Just save the bloody clown, you madhead! And number one, Mass Effect Squadmates. One of the best things about watching a game franchise evolve with new releases is seeing how certain aspects get tweaked to perfection as community feedback shapes things going forward. With Mass Effect, that feature was indeed its combat, which, while not terrible in the first game, definitely was much too floaty for many. By the end of things, though, Mass Effect 3 had one of the most engaging cover-based shooting gimmicks going, and with all of the excessive tech and biotic combinations that you and your team could throw out, you could make for some brilliant action set pieces worthy of the silver screen. Yet something that never truly was addressed was when squadmates seemed to have an utter brain fart in the middle of battle and get no clue as to how to get over a waist-high obstacle or something even remotely blocking their path. It sure did put the ass into Mass Effect when you and your highly trained group of heroes couldn't figure out how to move a bloody pedal bin and would routinely call out, "I can't go there," "negative," or "impossible" when ordered to do so. Impossible? Have you tried, I don't know, turning slightly? Abysmal.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.